Chapter 2. It's Just Plain Wrong. It was difficult not to feel bad. Still, he managed it. Ray may have been crying. His eyes were shining. They stared down at him reverently, glimmering when Mew's hand tightened, his fingers brushing the underside of Ray's cock at a different angle, making him whimper. "You're so perfect," Ray breathed. Mew answered with silence and a twitch of his wrist, wanting to sink right into the floor and evaporate into nothingness. His own cock was soft and forgotten between his legs, his knees aching against the carpet. He spat in his hand, increased his pace, pulling out every trick he knew to get Ray to hurry up and come so that they could just hang out. "Fuck, I'm close," Ray groaned through clenched teeth, his nails digging into Mew's shoulders. Relief rippled through Mew's body at the news. His thighs were starting to cramp where he was kneeling on the floor. Ray whimpered as his muscles seized up, painting his stomach and chest in sticky white, and Mew wiped the back of his knuckles on Ray's bedspread. He sat on the edge of the bed, waiting for Ray to catch his breath. A hazy, dopey smile flashed across his cheeks, and Ray shifted to wrap his arms around Mew's waist. "Do you want me to?" His gaze dropped to Mew's crotch. Mew's stomach lurched, but he smiled, small and polite, shaking his head. "No, it's okay. You don't have to. I really liked helping you." Ray's amorous smile never faltered. He used the back of his head to nuzzle Mew's hip, fingers ghosting over the hem of Mew's shorts, making him shut his eyes and swallow hard. "I want to." Ray blinked at him, loosening the top button, making Mew's palms break out into a sweat. His breath came quick, in what might appear to Ray as something different than what it actually was, which was a panic attack. "Please?" Fighting back a sigh, Mew transformed his mouth into a clipped smile instead, nodding. Ray practically leapt off the bed onto the floor in front of Mew, fingers slipping excitedly on his zipper before taking down his pants and underwear in one motion. Mew's teeth clamped down on his lower lip, trying not to fight as the cool air hit his bare thighs. "Please be good at this so I can hurry and finish and leave." The words flooded his head in a guilty rush, feeling the slow spread of warmth between his legs. He wasn't hard, not even a little bit. Ray sure did try. Varied movement and suction, lots of eager noises, wide, wet-eyed eye contact. Things that other men would probably go crazy for. And he seemed happy enough down there, spending enough time that Mew felt he might drift off to sleep before Ray raised his head with a soft expression. "Are you okay?" He tried. He really did. He'd hoped to at least be halfway there by now. And it wasn't like Ray was terrible, though Mew didn't have any experience to fall back on. It was the look on his face, the one that made Mew's stomach want to drop out of his body entirely, the one that made him feel like a bug being observed underneath a glass. "Maybe I had too much to drink," he shrugged. Ray fondly rolled his eyes. "You only had one drink, you lightweight. I'll have to get your stamina up." Mew chuckled awkwardly, pulling his pants up and trying not to grimace as Ray wrapped his arms around his waist and pulled him close. "It's okay. We could cuddle instead." "Sounds good." Mew planted a kiss on his forehead, closing his eyes and sighing in relief.